Hi friends, welcome to the session of knowing the changes which are made from PMBOK guide 5th edition to PMBOK guide 6th edition. Over a period of time, the project management body of knowledge guide, which is PMBOK guide, PMI continues to ensure that there are changes done to it to ensure that the standard and practices what we have, they are in line with what's being followed in the market. So that's a very good trend that every 3 to 4 years, they would like to review their contents and incorporate further new things which are getting used in the market. So the purpose of this session, what we have is to understand the difference between both the editions, which is 5th edition and the 6th edition. My name is Yogesh. I'm supporting Edureka for delivering the PMP certification programs. And we have range of similar other programs as well. The PMBOK guide is also called as Project Management Body of Knowledge. So this is basically carrying a collection of all the processes, best practices, terminologies, guidelines. All these are globally accepted as the global standards. The advantage of somebody going through certification from PMI, especially the PMP, is the one that everybody follows the same terminology across the globe. So it becomes uniform when we discuss with each other on various project-related requirements. We speak the same terms and same language. So that makes the job much easier for the project management team as well as project management office team. The PMBOK 5th edition guide was a good success. And based on this, PMI has released the latest version, which is PMBOK guide 6th edition. And that was released way back in the September itself. And the exam for PMBOK 6th edition was applicable from 26th of March 2018. That means anybody who is appearing in the exam from 26th March 2018 onwards is by default following the latest edition, which is the 6th edition. Now, over and above this, what PMI has done is that they have also introduced the Agile Practice Guide, which is along with the PMBOK Guide 6th edition. And that means till now, there was no standard guidelines in terms of a book or in terms of practices, which was there in a one single book. There was nothing as such. Rather, the exam on an Agile certification was also dependent on about 12 reference book. So PMI has actually released one Agile practice guide, and which is also a part of PMBOK guide 6th edition. So it's like the initial portion of the guide is on the PMBOK, what we primarily call it, and the last few pages, maybe about 80 to 90 pages, they are focusing on the Agile practice guide. So when you become a member at PMI website, you can download a copy of PMBOK, which is soft copy, which is complimentary. So that soft copy contains both the PMBOK guide as well as the Agile practice guides. Both are combined together. Okay, we'll move next. Let us try to figure out on few things about the PMBOK guide, starting from the editions when they were released, talking about on any differences in knowledge area, any differences in the number of processes. And there were few processes which got renamed while the 6th edition came into the picture. And there has been a good addition in terms of ITTO, which is primarily known as inputs, tools and techniques, and outputs. So every process has certain inputs. We process those inputs using certain tools and techniques. And once we process, they produce an output. And all put together, we are naming that as an ITTO. Then we have chapters. Chapters means the module of the PMBOK guide. And there are few processes wherein there is a movement which has happened. So it's like they were part of a different knowledge area before, and now they are part of another knowledge area. And over and above this, this time, PMI has done a wonderful job of making this book available in many other languages over and above English, which it used to be in the past. So let us understand all these points in detail, and we'll try to cover up all these points one by one. So if we talk about of the edition release, January 1st, 2013 was the time when we had seen the release of PMBOK Guide 5th edition. September 6, 2017, we have actually seen PMBOK Guide 6th edition, which was released. However, the exam was made enabled from 26th March 2018, giving a sufficient time to people to ensure that they have gone through the contents, and whoever has got a training on the fifth edition, he has ample time to prepare and clear the exam before the new edition comes into the picture. So whenever there is a release happening like this, PMI ensures that there is a good time in hand given to all the people, including information through their respective mail IDs and portals and various other communication modes, to ensure that people have a fair time in hand and a good planning they can do to clear their exam. Moving on, if we talk about on knowledge areas, there are 10 knowledge areas, what we have seen that in PMBOK Guide 5th edition, and same holds true with PMBOK Guide 6th edition as well. So in terms of number of knowledge areas, the total count remains the same what it used to be. So there is no difference in the total count. And what are those knowledge areas? Project integration management, project scope management, project schedule management. Here there is a change. This used to be called as project time management, and now the name got changed to project schedule management. It's only a name change what has happened in this knowledge area. Then comes a project cost management, project quality management, project human resource management. Now, the human resource management used to be the fifth edition name of this knowledge area, and in sixth edition, it is called as project resources management. So that's a change which has happened. Although the count of the knowledge area remains the same, but there is a renaming which has happened. Okay. Then comes up project communication management, project risk management, project procurement management, project stakeholder management. So these are the other knowledge areas. So the change in terms of renaming it has happened in two. One, it is in the project time management to project schedule management. And second, project human resource management to project resource management. The fifth edition of PMBOK guide had 47 processes, whereas when we compare the same with the sixth edition, we had total of 49 processes here. And what has happened is one process has been reduced. So if we refer the previous count of 47, the one process has been removed and the process name is close procurement. That process got reduced and there were three more processes which got added. So if I look at a total after reducing that one process and adding three more processes, the revised number becomes 49. So in PMBOK 6th edition guide, we have the total of 49 processes. Okay. Processes which got removed, the process name is clause procurement. So clause procurement process was part of knowledge area project procurement management, and this was also belonging to a process group closing. So now you may notice that every process what we have, they are aligned with knowledge area as well and the process group as well. So that's true with each of the editions, be it 5th edition or 6th edition. The alignment of every process goes with process group as well as the knowledge area. The process which got added newly is the name called as control resources. So that's the new addition which has happened. So this is the first new process which got added, control resources. Now, there was no monitor or control process when the chapter itself was called as, or the knowledge area itself was called as, project human resource management. Considering that the team and everybody else, they were being controlled by the HR as a part of the organization. But now, when the process got renamed as resource management, that means now this resource is meant for human resource plus material resource plus maybe any equipment. So in short, we can call this as an man, material and machine. So now this knowledge area is responsible for all three arena. And that is where there is a need for us to control. When you talk about of the equipment or when we talk about of material, there is a need to control it, how this is happening. And that is where the control resources process has been an addition. When we move next, we realize that the control resource process is tied up with project resource management, which is on the knowledge area side. And this has been introduced in the monitoring and control area. So there are five process groups, you know, starts with initiating, which is I represent that with I. Then we have planning, which is represented by P. Third, we have is execution. Fourth, we have is monitoring and control. So we'll be using the 1C for monitoring and control. And the fifth process group, we will again use another C, and that's for closing. So the control resource process basically got added up into the monitoring and control area. So giving us a very fair idea on which place this got added. Okay. If we look at the second addition, what we have in the process, that's the implement risk response. Now, implement risk response also is a new addition. And implement risk response has been added in the risk management area. And this was added in the execution. And the reason of the implement risk response is, in the fifth edition, either we were planning to ensure that we are able to identify all the possible risks, or we were able to take an action on taking a risk response plan. So whatever was the risk, we used to take that action. So actually, there was nothing in execution in the fifth edition of the risk management knowledge area. But from the sixth edition, the addition is that implement risk response has been added in this arena. So the advantage of having implement risk response is that whatever risk response plan you have prepared, so this process basically helps us to trigger an action. And basically, when is that you should be using that response plan? That's something which comes up with implement risk response as a process. So that's the advantage of having this process, so that there is a dedicated process in which we are ensuring that the respective responses for each of those processes, they are acted upon. So that is something which we call that as the new addition which has happened for this. Okay. And then comes up one more addition which has happened, and that has happened. The another addition which has happened is basically into the manage project knowledge. And when we talk about of manage project knowledge, the manage project knowledge has happened basically in the integration management knowledge area, and which is again part of execution. So all put together, there are three additions. First addition as control resource, second addition as implement risk response, and third addition as manage project knowledge. So what was the requirement of adding manage project knowledge? That's also pretty interesting to take a note of it. So what has happened is that the lesson learned in the project is supposed to be a kind of a continuous activity, so that anything where we find there is an area of improvement, we should be able to trigger an action, and we should be able to take corrective actions to ensure same mistakes are not repeated. So what has happened is, when the PMBOK guide 5th edition was released, generally it was an understanding that the lesson learned is an activity which should have happened either towards the phase end or towards the project end. So that was the assumed timeline in the PMBOK guide 5th edition. But later, there was a guideline which was released by PMI, which was very clearly stating that the lesson learned should not wait for the project end or a phase end. As and when there is an opportunity to learn something, to take a corrective action, we should immediately take it. And at the same time, we should document. Now, more than this, it was also tied up with project manager's responsibility to ensure that this knowledge gets transferred to the remaining team members, so that they are updated on what change has happened and what area of improvement team has learned. So that was the purpose of maybe the manage project knowledge. So now with sixth edition in the picture, there is a dedicated process which is ensuring that we are keeping track of any such area of improvement. And then we are ensuring same action stands communicated. So whatever was the revised guideline received by PMI on 5th edition itself, that was very much appreciated, and that became the standard part of the 49 processes now, in the form of a process called as Manage Project Knowledge. This got introduced in Project Integration Management, and the process group remains execution. Okay, so this gives us a very fair idea of the new processes which have come. Let us move now and understand which are the processes which got renamed. So to start with, there was a process called Acquire Project Team. So there is a change of the name of this process, and now the new name is Acquire Resources. And why the new name? Because the knowledge area name itself is now Project Resource Management. That means now this area, the knowledge area, would be responsible for all kind of resources. So when we talk about of all kind of resource, there is a need for me to acquire all kind of resource. When I use a word called project team, it is straight away giving me a hint of manpower only. Whereas when I say resource, this would mean man, material and machine. So that was the first process which got renamed. Second process which got renamed was control communication. Now, when you are working in a project and you are communicating with various stakeholders, so it was seen that you would have communicated something to a stakeholder, and now if I call process as control communication, actually you can't control because the message has already gone. So you can only monitor what has happened and take a corrective action. So for this reason, the process control communication got renamed to monitor communication. That means you can now monitor and then bring in the corrective action. The corrective action could be a preventive, it could be a corrective action, or it could be maybe a repair action, what you can do. Similar change has also happened in a process which was called as control risks. So that also got renamed with monitor risks. Here also the situation was same. When the risk has happened, you cannot control the risk, but you can only monitor. Rather, I would say if you can control the risk, it's better for you to plan it nicely so that the risk should not happen at all. Okay, you got the logic? That's the reason this got moved from control risk to monitor risk. The fourth process which got renamed is the control stakeholder engagement, and it got also renamed to monitor stakeholder engagement. Here also the understanding is the same, that you cannot be controlling the engagement. You can only monitor and ensure you take some actions to improve your engagements. So for that reason, this also got renamed from control stakeholder engagement to monitor stakeholder engagement. The fifth such renaming happened in the process called as develop project team, and this has happened with the develop team. The next renaming has happened is manage project team, and this has happened to manage team. So these are few of the renamings what we have seen. And another renaming which has happened, that has happened in the quality management process. And in quality management, the name of the process used to be perform quality assurance, which has now been made as manage quality. And the reason of using the word manage quality is that there is a possibility that when you are doing quality assurance, and if you find there is a challenge, you may be taking certain actions to improve the situation. So that means you'll be managing the quality. And for that reason, the renaming has happened. However, we still do the quality assurance in this process. Then comes up plan human resource management. That's the name of first process itself, which got changed to plan resource management. Got it? So that's the change what we would have seen. And coming next, we have plan stakeholder management, and the word management got replaced with engagement. So you can plan for their engagement. You may not be able to manage the stakeholders that way. So we'll call that as an engagement. So these were changes what had happened. Now let us have a comparison on the ITTO, which we call that as the inputs, tools and techniques, and the outputs. So there is a tremendous change. You may notice that the number of ITTOs have actually increased from 592 to about 1452. So that's a big change what has happened when it comes to total number of ITTO. Yes, the number of processes are still 14, but few ITTOs which were used on a broader level, now we are using their names separately. I'll give a few examples. The word called project documents, in many of the processes before, we used to write a word called an input saying project document as an input and project document update as the output. But now what has happened is documents which are getting updated, we are even going to in-depth detail of what are the documents which are getting updated. So that is the kind of detailing which has started happening. When we are feeding in the documents, there also we are trying to name those documents what we are feeding in so that it is very clear what is going to be getting updated. So that's a big change, I would call it from that perspective. In the input side, we are very particular in writing those documents which are going to be getting updated. And same is happening when we are talking about similar documents which are going to be getting updated. I'll give an example of a process called manage quality. In manage quality, in inputs, we are giving four inputs. The first input we give is called as lesson learned register. Second input we have in the project documents is called quality control measurements. Third input we have in the documents is quality matrices. And the fourth is called as risk report. Now, in fifth edition, we used to straight away say project documents as the heading. Now we are trying to give a breakup of this. And then the outcome is going to be maybe you will name what documents you are updating. For example, same process called manage quality. In the output, you have issue log, which is getting updated, risk register, which is getting updated, a lesson learned register, which is getting updated. Now, over and above this, if I look at the overall tools and techniques of the PMBOK Guide 6th edition, you would notice that there are new things which are added up in tools and techniques. For example, design for X, that's a new addition which has happened. And if I actually try to go by one on all the tools and techniques, you would realize that there are many tools and techniques which got added. So the idea here is, from the perspective of PMI, they would like to keep the people who are undergoing this program updated on various tools and techniques which can be practically useful in their environment. And rather, they are asking all the project managers to customize what tools and techniques will really work out for them. And they have broadly made some 6 headings, starting with data gathering, data analysis, data representation, decision making, communication skill, interpersonal and team skill. So these are broader headings they created. And under every heading, you have many tools and techniques which are there for the project manager as a reference. So it's like they are going to the point now, a little more in depth in getting into those tools, which is pretty much good from the perspective of the changes and making sure that people are more comfortable using those tools and techniques. So if I look at the number of chapters, there used to be 13 chapters in the 5th edition, and now also you have 13 chapters. So the number of chapters, they are same in both the editions. However, there is a little change in the contents, especially in the chapter 2nd and 3rd. There has been some more addition which has happened and some more restructuring which has happened. But the number of chapters what we have, number of chapters remain the same. Let us move next and understand where all there is a movement of processes which has happened. So when we started, we said a few processes got removed, few got added, few got renamed, and few got their positioned change. So we are referring to those processes for which there is a change of the position what has happened. To start with, the process which is called project time management, that's the knowledge area we had, and the process name was estimate activity resources. Now the purpose of this process was to figure out of how much of the resources we would require to deliver a project. So we still carry out the same job, but rather the movement what has happened is this process has been moved from the time or a schedule management knowledge area to project resource management. So it is like the chapter is going to be getting changed for this particular process. And when we are in the resource, we are talking about of, remember, man, material and machine. So we take care of all these three. So that's one movement which has happened. Now we also discussed that PMI is like continuously trying to evolve and bring new things. And as a part of that initiative, they did a wonderful job of ensuring that the PMBOK guide 6th edition is available in about 12 languages. What are those 12 languages? Arabic, Chinese, French, German, Hindi, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Portuguese, which is Brazilian, Russian, Spanish and English. Well, that's interesting. So the respective countries or the geographies would still be able to retain their culture, and they can actually get the reading done in any of those languages. So that sounds pretty much comfortable to ensure that people feel like they are able to connect with the practices when it is in a local language. So that's a very good initiative which has been implemented from PMBOK Guide 5th edition time frame. Moving forward, there are few additional features what you would see that in a PMBOK Guide 6th edition. Understand what are those features. Now, when I talk about of features, they have been able to bring in few notations. They have been also able to bring in the Agile as a new chapter. And when I say Agile as a new chapter, rather, this is not part of those 13 chapters what we have, but there is an add-on to the book which talks about of the Agile usage. And you may be wondering, why is the Agile getting introduced? The reason is obvious. The reason is very clear. With the market dynamics which are changing consistently, you cannot be just sticking to a waterfall alone. And if we may know that the project management, when we talk about of waterfall, it used to be like handling 3 critical things in a project, starting from scope to cost to time. And we used to say that item at the top, which is scope, That's something which is fixed, and what can vary is going to be cost and time. That means we would avoid having any changes to our scope once the project is on. That was the thought process when we were running the project in a waterfall way. But the point to be taken a note here is market changes are not in your hands. If I'm going to be rigid and if I'm going to be avoiding any scope changes, this is going to be a little dangerous thing. Rather, I should make a provision to say that I would be flexible to find out what suits my customer well, and I would be responding to the required changing as desired. So the model what we previously had was more or less the plan driven. And when we talk about of agile, we talk about of a similar model wherein cost and time and scope, we call that as the change driven or a value driven. So I am keeping a provision now as a part of PMBOK guide 6th edition. We are giving a flexibility to the project managers and the team that which is the good area for them to go ahead and implement. So within a same project, you may be using some portions of agile. Let us say that we are working for a construction company. So you have an option, and the option is your basic construction can happen in a waterfall mechanism, and your interiors can happen in an agile way. So that's the agile way of working, basically. So you have a provision to mix both here. So this is agile, and that's our traditional way of handling the project. So with PMBOK 6th edition, we can actually have a mix of both also, depending on what could be my best output in the respective situations, and accordingly we can work that out. So that's basically for us to get to know on the new additions. Let us go forward and learn a few more items on what has changed. Now, when we say new tools, so there are 132 tools and techniques which has been described in the new edition. So that means these tools and techniques, they are explained in detail, and that is where people can connect to all tools and techniques much in a much better way. So this is also kind of an add-on which has happened in the 6th edition. Okay. If we look at the overall perspective, PMIE has introduced a new chapter which talks about on role of a project manager. And this is the chapter number 3 which got introduced now. So the previous contents of chapter 3, they got merged with chapter 1 and 2. And 3 got introduced to have a very clear-cut message on what's going to be the role of project manager. And when you know what's the role of a project manager, it becomes very easy for us to go forward and understand those things in detail. Yeah. When we move forward, we realize that all put together, we learned about new processes. We learned about renaming of a few processes. We also learned about movement of processes from one side to other, addition of agile, addition of tools and techniques. So with this, we will conclude on the differences between 5th and 6th edition both. So with this, I would believe that we have been able to cover up the changes for your reference. And just to give you an idea that Edureka happens to be a global REP on behalf of PMI. And we have been regularly delivering PMP ACP programs. In case you have a need of getting into the project management professional certifications or even ACP certifications, please feel free to reach out to our team or visit our websites. Thank you so very much.